From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The head of the European Commission says the European Union is facing the biggest challenge in its history, and Manuel Barroso is urging the European Central Bank to take whatever steps are necessary to maintain financial stability in the region. He's also proposing a tax on financial transactions, a step that's only fair, he says, given all the help that struggling banks have gotten.
If our farmers, if our workers, if all the sectors of the economy pay a contribution to the society, the banking sector should also give a contribution to society.
Barroso also insisted that Greece will remain in the eurozone despite its debt problems. President Obama's effort to build support for his job creation plan includes an online question and answer session with Hispanic Americans today. He'll also be speaking to students at a high school in the nation's capital. NPR's Scott Horsley says the president used remarks at a Denver high school to highlight the billions of dollars in school reconstruction money that's part of his plan.
President Obama says the science lab here at Denver's Abraham Lincoln High School dates from the 1960s. And is badly in need of updating. That's the kind of project he says could be paid for with money from the American Jobs Act. He's pushing lawmakers to approve.
And that won't just create a better learning environment for students. It'll create good jobs for local construction workers right here in Denver and all across Colorado and all across the country.
The Jobs Act also includes bigger payroll tax cuts for workers and businesses next year, with the cost to be offset by higher taxes on the wealthy. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Denver.
Republican Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey says he still has no plans to run for the GOP presidential nomination, at least for now, despite pressure to enter the race. During an event last evening at the Reagan Presidential Library in California, Christie responded to calls to reconsider by members of the audience.
That heartfelt message you gave me is also not a reason for me to do it. That reason has to reside inside me.
Christie called President Obama a bystander in the Oval Office, and he urged lawmakers to show leadership through compromise. The jury in the manslaughter trial of Michael Jackson's doctor hears more testimony today about the entertainer's health in the weeks before his death. Dr. Conrad Murray is accused of accidentally killing Jackson by giving him an overdose of a powerful anesthetic. NPR's Karen Rigsby Bates reports that already some graphic evidence has been presented to the jury.
Jurors and others in the courtroom were shocked to see a death photo of Jackson and listen to a recording of the singer's badly slurred voice. In the latter, Jackson repeatedly said he needed to sleep in order to rehearse. The defense argues that Jackson's health long had been compromised by an addiction to the painkiller Demerol, which can cause insomnia. The prosecution later countered with a video of a vital, engaged Jackson in rehearsal. More witnesses are expected to testify about Jackson's health today. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. Eight police officers are dead in Afghanistan and three others wounded in a pre-dawn attack on a checkpoint in a southern city. Another officer who was manning the checkpoint is missing, and authorities are trying to determine if he might have been involved in the attack. Yemen's military says one of its warplanes has been shot down north of the capital. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul. Rebel tribesmen are claiming responsibility.
The government gave no details on the incident, but tribal sources claim to have brought down the plane, which was participating in bombing runs on tribal positions north of the capital. Certain tribes have come to the aid of Yemeni protesters seeking to end the decades-long tenure of President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who returned to Yemen last week after a three-month medical absence in Saudi Arabia. Tribesmen this week overran a government military base north of Sana'a, seizing arms stored there and killing a general. World leaders are watching the violence in Yemen anxiously, concerned that Islamist militants will increase their influence in the destabilized country. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
Structural engineers will begin rappelling down the Washington Monument this morning to check for damage caused by last month's earthquake. Tourist Elsie Todd of Oklahoma City watched in amazement as the rigging was attached to the top of the monument.
I think he's crazy. You've got to really be brave to do that.
The National Park Service spokesman Bill Line says getting a close look at the outside of the monument is the best way for engineers to find potential problems.
What they're looking for are shards or shawls or cracks that could potentially expand in a year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, which could then break off and then pose any danger to visitors.
Line says the inspection will take several days. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.